UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible. Here comes Maven off the steal. Oh,
get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I got to tell you, I enjoyed my drive in to work. Probably one of the best. Like, not knowing what is going to happen at work today, this was probably the best drive of the year. Just riding through the city. Y'all are doing a great job of keeping everything clean. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yeah, it's been beautiful, man. Like, no complaints here. Drive-in has been nice. Traffic was a little sketchy, and there was on each side, because I had to go to Shepherdsville today to drop the baby off.
Mm-hmm.
There and back, there was two cops. They were here.
A lot of undercovers. Yeah. A lot of undercovers the last couple of days. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, you know, but... made it here, and it was beautiful, man.
I took an alternate route this morning, so just kind of like I just let my hands do the deciding on which route to take, and it was just like, okay, this is a nice little drive in. I guess just I think my body just naturally knew where there would be less traffic at, and just, you know, like I said, Denny Crum Hall coming along. Ooh. I drove by there.
I love taking that little, sometimes I'll just, boom, get off, go down Floyd Street. It's beautiful, man.
Yeah, Lynn Stadium was looking nice.
Beautiful.
Football complex was looking good. My beautiful. Starbucks was awesome. I really enjoyed my commute. Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's going on, my man?
They want the boot.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I'm on my second cup of coffee, feeling good. I look a little rough. I know that. I could not sleep last night. I went to see the Bob's Burgers movie. Very good if you're a fan of the show. You know, it's got all the charm.
But I actually thought you looked pretty good today.
Oh, thanks.
That's,
man,
exactly what I was going to say, like, Steve. I thought the hat matched
the polo.
Diener thought I was hungover, but I was looking a little rough, for the coffee hadn't hit this morning. Okay. Like, and it was fair. I was feeling a little
rough. Know what's going on right now? I think Nikki is doing the reverse. Like, this is a Marcus College special, what okay. Nikki may be doing.
Okay.
It's the... I don't want to... Okay, put it this way. Let's just say, hypothetically.
Hypothetically?
Hypothetically.
This is not real.
This is not actuality. But it could be applied in realistic situations. But this is hypothetical. You have been doing something you're not supposed to be doing. Okay, you know what? Y'all remember when Craig was sitting on the couch?
Yes.
And Nia Long came over, and she said, "Craig," and he said, "What's up?"
What's
and she
up?
Said, Are you high? And he went, huh? Did y'all see how quick he sobered up?
Yep.
That must have happened to Nikki. Nikki must have came in dragging. He probably was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And Drew Deaner was like, Nikki, are you high? And Nikki was like, huh? And now Nikki's overcompensating.
Maybe so.
And being like super energetic. Because
if you don't see Nick, Nick has a nice Savannah Bananas hat on.
Thank you for recognizing.
Yeah, and then he's got the baby blue polo. Like, I'm
I didn't
like,
even know I had this shirt. I just found it.
I came like, around the corner, Steve. Nikki
bring
was,
it back the cargo
Nikki
shorts.
Nikki was on 10. Like, he had no idea how loud he was talking, how fast he was moving.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what you got going on, Nikki? Like, what's...
I know.
What is this?
He come in the door before the show. He was like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
We got a minute.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Like, I don't. Why would Nikki leave his studio booth? Like, his literal.
People still do speed? Do you remember that?
Is that a thing?
Remember that?
Yes.
People used to say, is that an actual drug or was it just like.
They were using diet pills and Fen-Phens and
yeah,
stuff like
yeah.
that.
And
Adderall.
Like, yeah, everybody was like, dude, you're on speed or something.
Listen, Nikki.
Isn't that the Saved by the Bell? I'm so scared or whatever. Like Elizabeth
yes.
Berkeley or something.
Yes.
That was terrible. Elizabeth, if you're listening, I apologize.
No, you remember when Carlton got hold of some speed?
Yes.
He was doing a running man. He was doing a running man 1,000 miles an hour. And that was like your anti-drug show.
Yeah. That was kind of what was used, you know.
So
but that's the way Nick be running around.
Listen, y'all. Like Nikki's face, I'm telling y'all, it's a jailhouse. If you're not watching on YouTube, it's a jailhouse glass where we can literally do the fist bump at each other in the glass. And why would Nikki leave the jailhouse glass, come all the way around to enter the door and say, hey guys, think you'll be ready in a minute?
I know. I heard the little beep, you know, because we have a code to get in the door. It was like,
beep, 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 beep.
Hey, you guys ready in a minute? Yeah.
Like, for listen.
And both of us simultaneously were like, are you okay? He was like, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah,
like,
great.
Like, as many, like.
How are you? Good.
Listen, we communicate with Nikki through the glass. Like, 88% of our communication is I'm reading his lips through the glass. And it's like, or we just make little gestures. And all of a sudden, like, we've lost the ability to communicate.
Was that Rick James?
Yes.
After Behind the Music, Rick James.
The Chappelle Show.
Oh, Rick. But yeah, rest anyways. In peace. Well, it's good to have you. Yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Jesus, man.
That's exactly what's being tweeted.
Seriously, I don't know what... All right. I don't know my body. I thought I finally did, like, in my 30s. But don't. Like, all right, yeah. Get it all out.
It's like I'm getting hair in places I don't like.
Things are dropping. My voice, calm down, everybody. Yeah,
I actually have been like having to shave the inside of my ear. Terrible.
Hair is popping up in spots that not
like don't forget your point, but like you know when you're going through that change as a kid, you're like, oh wow, look, your hair. You know, now at 30, I'm like, wow, my sister-in-law bought me a nose and ear trimmer, mm-hmm. and I'm like. I'm using it a lot.
Yeah, my nose itches a lot more than it used to.
Yeah. I'm like, gosh, dude, it's a lot of
what's going on?
Weird hair. Like,
I have those patches on my back now, which is annoying. Like, my neck would get a little hair. I'm Italian. Like, I've been shaving since I was 6, but like, there's little things. I'm like, what the hell is that? Jeanette's like, oh yeah, you're kind of like a Brillo pad. I was like, oh, that's good to know, I guess. But no, the I don't get my like. I don't understand my ability to process stimulants or depressants because there's nights when I can have like one beer and I'm like, I'm feeling this. Mm-hmm. Like I'm good. Like, you know, two's my limit tonight. And then there's other nights when, you know, I'm out, you know, I have a ride. I'm trying to be, you know, responsible. I'm not a dumb college kid where I just wake up on a couch somewhere.
Nick, trust me.
I'm saying, and there's nights like that, it's like, whoa, I've been doing this for 4 hours, and I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, tolerance is way high. And then there's times with caffeine. I drink, like, 7 Focuses, 3 cups of coffee, and, you know, I don't feel anything. I'm dragging. And then today I've had 1.25 cups of coffee. And I'm that, you know, coming around the corner. Hey, guys, you ready to do the show? Mm-hmm. Ready to do the show? Is the antenna okay, Drew? I can go check it. You know, and I'm running.
What like, if?
I don't get it.
Before we get into sports, because there's actually a lot to talk about. What if caffeine doesn't affect us the way we think it does? And maybe we just wake up in better moods some days than the other?
That could be it. I mean, you know.
And maybe your natural endorphins just... some days are better than the other.
That I feel
because
like that makes sense.
I cannot
too.
Have a coffee or anything, and Louisville gets some good news, and I'm like, woo! Like, let's go! You know, or I can be like, I don't even want to go in today. Look, we got crap to talk about. It's going to be terrible.
I think I have like a stimulant limit, right? Mm-hmm. Or a caffeine limit, and anything under that, we're good.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe, like, eventually, you know, or it's like you said, like, your endorphins. My endorphins
like
are crappy.
I'll lose control if I go one shot past, you know, if I go one espresso shot.
Then it has a negating
effect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, my body just will go all out of whack. Like, I have my cocktail number, and it's just like, Marcus, yeah, you can't go past that.
I don't understand my sleep either, because there's nights when I'm like, I'm being a good boy. And I'm trying to get my 7 or 8, and I wake up feeling like dog piss. And then last night, I was so full of sugar and caffeine from soda and eating candy at the movies that I was, you know, I couldn't go to sleep till I was like 1. Or I couldn't, yeah, like Jeanette passes out, and I'm just like sitting there like, well, this sucks. Like 1:30, 2, I fall asleep, and I have to be here at like 6. Got here at 6:30, but, you know. Well, so less sleep, and I feel... better.
You know what I've been listening? You know what's been my timer lately?
I'm listening.
I'm sure some people will know this. I'm not sure if you two guys are big fans of this one. Rounders.
Okay.
Rounders.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite movies. I like to talk about it a lot. I like to use, you know, little excerpts from the movie Rounders. And in the final scene, right, he owes $15,000 to the Russian. Okay. He goes to the professor, who's a good, he's befriended.
Absolutely.
Law school professor, he was going to work for one day and was getting in good, right?
Sure.
Professor, I owe 15 racks by tomorrow. Professor's like, I'm not a rich man, son. Like, you know, I don't really know what to do. He says, if it has to be tonight, best I can do is 10. He said, would you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? See, that's all I can do. So, of course, he's writing a check, and he's like, I promise I'm going to pay. Professor's like, good luck. Look, don't make any promises. You obviously in trouble with some heavy hitters, right? So he gives him the 10 racks, right? And Michael goes to the gambling spot. He don't owe the money till tomorrow, but he owes a gambler, right? And the gambler is the one who broke him in the first place at the card game. Put him in this hole from the beginning. So he goes to the gambler. Gambler says, you got my money? He says, I don't owe you that money till tomorrow, right? He says, yeah. He said, well, okay, well, still mine. So he says, I got $10,000 and I'm looking for a game.
Oh, God.
The gambler says, you sure? He says, you heard me. Gambler says, okay.
Okay.
He says, we both start with 2 racks, 10,000, or, you know, two chip racks, 10,000 apiece. He said, blinds, 25-50. He said, and we don't stop until one of us has it all. Deal? Let's do it. I can see y'all are enjoying this, right?
I'm loving this, man.
Yeah, really.
I'm in.
Now listen.
Looking up Rounders on Netflix.
Now I have to tell y'all what's happening.
I know.
I won't give y'all the ending, but I'll tell y'all what happens next. They sit down, right? Mike, listen. They sit down with 10 racks apiece. First hand, right? Mikey gets a good hand, 2 kings, right? You don't know what the gambler has, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Mikey raises instantly. Look, think about it. We're playing with 10 racks already, right?
Okay.
The first bet Mikey makes, he raises 1,000. The Russian says, It's pretty aggressive of you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, so let me guess. You think you're going to come in here and just bully and, you know, you're not going to let the Russian push you around, right?
Right.
So the Russian says, 4,000. Raise. Jesus, this is the first hand.
Yeah.
It's already.
Yeah, this is it. But
it's Hearns and Hagler. They're just throwing bombs.
I know.
They opened the round reference. Throwing bombs, right?
Yeah.
So Mikey said he reaches back into one of his little lessons. He says, you know, one of these old poker players, they say the key to poker is making a guy make a decision for all your chips, right?
Okay.
He said, right now, Teddy's doing that. He says, because I got two kings. So what he's telling me is, he says, I can't do anything else and give him a chance to like catch a good hand. So I gotta raise the stakes. So he says, basically, the only thing he has is better than me is two aces, if I believe him. He says, Mikey says, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
And puts his whole stash in. So the Russian looks at him. He looks at him, gets his little Oreo cookie he likes to eat when he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to twist the Oreo cookie apart. He looks at the Oreo cookie, looks at him. You might got me on this one, right?
Yeah.
So Mikey's like, he done took a chunk out of the Russian on the first hand. And he says, listen, y'all, when you play one-on-one, he says, if you got the big stack, basically you can bully him. So he was like, once he won that first big 5,000 stack, he was like, I'm getting ready. This Russian's all in. You know what I'm saying? It'll take him 7 hours to come back and get me, right? So he busts the Russian, gets his money, right? He's like, listen, he's getting up from the table, you know, like the Russian has a you know, like a goon.
Okay.
So he calls the goon in, like, take our money from this kid, you know what I'm saying, before he even leaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
The goon, you know, he takes this 15 racks, you know what I'm saying? Mikey got the little five.
Right.
He's like, you know, so the Russian's like, you know, he's like, man, he's like, a kind of feel, you know, like this, you're just gonna come in here and, you know, hit it and quit it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm kind of feeling a little used. Mikey's like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, it is what it is. I'm out. I'm going to take my five racks. Keep in mind, Steve.
Yeah.
He just got his life saved, right? You know, he said, I'm halfway to paying the professor back. I got five racks. He's getting ready to leave. He's already got his money.
Okay.
He's turning around. And then the Russian goes, you know what? You know what? It's a joke anyway. He's like, you know, he's like, I'm still up 25,000 from the last time he makes a reference about having intercourse with him.
Okay.
Fair enough. So he says, I'm still up 25 racks from the last time I did something sexual to you.
Okay.
And he said, what'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian said, you heard me. I'm still up 25 from this last time I, you know, so go ahead and take that little five and get out of here.
Okay.
And Mikey's like, thinking, and you're like, no, no,
yeah,
no. Mikey,
no, no, no,
go, go, Mikey, mm-hmm. go, get out now.
You're okay.
And guess what Mikey does?
I'm listening.
Deal.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
He sits back down at the table.
Oh dear God.
And the Russian goes, checks, please. Okay, Steve. I'm not telling anymore.
So. That story, do you... Okay, I'm trying to decipher this really quick.
I'm going to tell you why I told that story.
Are we or are we not getting Imani Bates? Because I was trying
to... That's the gamble.
I was trying to decipher where that...
Listen,
it was a great story.
Do you walk away from the table?
But,
or do you come back and sit? That's the...
Now, where is Fabio Basile the professor?
Yeah, I mean, tremendous story. I'm not knocking
the
story.
That was awesome. I want to watch that movie.
Tremendous story.
Now.
I was like, okay, wait a minute. So are we leaving the table or are we going back?
Imani's the Russian.
Are we getting Imani Bates?
Imani's the Russian.
Yeah.
We're Matt Damon.
Yes.
We're Mikey. And we have a chance to leave. And the Russian's sitting there talking crap. Like, I left you. And then Mikey turns around and says, you know what, deal. We're back in.
Listen.
That's
Michigan doesn't want you?
We'll come back to
come on down.
Listen,
come
actually,
on down.
That actually is a good way to turn that into the reference. But the only reason I told that reference is... has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay.
The reason I told that reference is I thought about it thinking about Nikki Sleep. Because the last couple nights on YouTube, I just been playing that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been realizing I'm falling asleep before he gets to the before he gets to the second, you know,
showdown.
Showdown. And I'm like, boy, I've been sleeping like a baby.
That's awesome.
Because I put that little thing on and I'm asleep before he even wipes him out in the first couple hands. So, high on the recommendation list. Rounders.
Okay.
Rounders.
Okay. I'll watch it.
I'm
glad it's you've been sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
You know how I sleep? I'm like, Fabio Basile. Imani Bates. LLS. Cindy! Like, oh my God. Cindy Curry! My wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know.
Why is Steve saying men's names? Yeah. Sleep.
Go back to sleep.
We're in a window.
Yeah, right.
We're in a window right now.
Listen, it is a interesting. The last 24 hours has been interesting, to say the least.
Can you describe it a little bit just to kind of catch people up on the scuttlebutt?
Yeah. I'll start with Fabio. Are we going Fabio?
I think it's Fabio.
Fabio Basile?
My limited, limited Italian-ness.
Basile?
Basile. Fabio Basile.
Fabio Basile.
Evidently, his father is Italian. Like, as I was, I made the assumption that...
Not only that, but I think his father is white Italian.
Yeah, like, I think he played on, like, the national team. Like, yeah. He's a baller, yeah. So... Mm-hmm.
He did. So, like,
I was telling Drew, I just assumed the guy named Fabio Basile wasn't from Orlando. He would be, like, in some, like...
Right.
Naples, like, Euro something.
Yeah.
So, I made bad assumptions. I apologize.
So...
I'm going to stay away from that, the parent thing part of that. I'm just going to stay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay far away
from
that.
What happened there?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay far away. I'm not going to make any assumptions.
But, okay,
he's probably listening to the show right now.
He put a video out
yesterday.
They
literally are playing this over the speakers over there at the complex right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So they need to. There was a video come out yesterday. Looks like a commitment video, but it wasn't. But it dang sure looked like it. Then there was a couple little reports that had come out that were like...
It looked like a commitment video to you?
It did. So, like, I was waiting for the end of it to be like, committed, and I didn't. It didn't. But a lot of fire, a lot of smoke around, I think. He may have made that decision, so we'll see in the coming days, week, whatever. But if he does...
Okay, give me. Listen, this. You know this fan base, Steve.
I'm very hot, like 95, 98.
We need time. We need time frames now.
Oh, I don't know time frames.
Gamble, Steve.
You will lose your senses if you try to do time frames
Gamble,
right now.
Steve. Gamble. We will know something by what?
Next week.
Make guesses.
I don't know. Yeah, next week.
Prognosticate, yeah. Steve.
But... There was a lot of there was that. Then Imani Bates gets on his Instagram Live and says he's going to announce where he's going before the end of the month.
Does the fact that Kenny Payne was out golfing make you feel like he's comfortable?
Yeah, I think he's feels all right. Where is that?
He looks like he's enjoying his golf.
He's like, I'm good. What are y'all doing?
And he tagged. It was a celebrity shootout. Okay, not just chilling out golf.
Yeah. So there was the Fabio. Then Imani Bates says he's going to announce where he's going on Instagram Live. He was just on a live and said that before the end of the month. Then it was like happening in succession. It was like, oh, this is crazy. Then Aaron Bradshaw put on his Twitter or on his Instagram that somebody said, well, when will you be committing? He said, soon. Okay. Now, we know that's probably a Louisville-Kentucky battle there. Kentucky might have the edge there. Yeah. But that's one that I do think you're in a little bit. Then some news comes out this morning. I'm just kind of giving everything.
I haven't heard any news, so I'm listening.
Okay, I'm just kind of giving everything. Oh, also, we added a coach last night to the support staff.
His official title is Director of Analytics and Video Technology.
Okay, and this dude has a lot of MBA. Give me a name.
Gabe Snyder.
Golly, I'm sorry. A lot of MBA experience.
He has to be on here with us first, right?
I mean, whenever he wants, yeah. We'll make sure to let Nikki know. So
we can get him next year?
So he don't throw a fit on us.
Y'all had Gabe Snyder on and
help me help you.
Yeah, he's worked video department for three NBA teams, joined the University of Louisville men's basketball. You could go down his roster, see where he's at, but that's a big get. The word is the other member of that staff, which you now have Gabe Snyder, you've got Reese Gaines, Justin Perez, we've heard that name. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that will be coming in the coming days, weeks.
Give me dates, Steve.
I don't know.
Exact date.
He's taking his exam.
You don't know. You don't know the exact date. You don't know anything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, listen. That's why I don't try to say I know anything. But then this morning, Ty Spaulding, who's been on this staff pretty close to 100% on just names thrown out there. Said Kenny Payne has zeroed in on Adam Petway to be the director of strength and conditioning, source tells U of L Rivals.
Where do I know that name from?
Petway spent time at Arkansas at the collegiate level, has been with the Sixers and Wizards in the NBA. It says in his time with the Razorbacks, Petway worked diligently to ensure that his strength and conditioning style reflected Mike Anderson's expectations, aligning with the fastest 40 mantra. Petway's workouts are explosive and fast. So that fits the narrative of, again, that's not official. That's just the word, you know. But that fits the narrative of what, or the mold of what Kenny Payne has said he wants. Yep. So I think there's definitely probably some big time smoke there. So there's a lot. A lot has happened in 24 hours. I mean, I can get to the football side. We'll get to that in a few because there's been some interesting developments there, too. for the basketball.
I don't want to talk about Coach Merrill, Steve.
Oh, God. No, I don't care about that. I'm talking about, just Oregon four-star top 100 Oregon commits just on campus.
Let me check out this Louisville thing.
Where did that come from? Wait a minute. He might flip? Heavens.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, that's impossible because, like, isn't his dad already on staff there or something?
At Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Just wild to think about. I know.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers, and our.
Was that a commercial?
What happened?
No, you didn't.
I really did.
What just happened there?
Are we on a commercial break now?
So are we on?
No. The button to play that is the same button to fire the commercials. And I didn't have the little stop thing in there. I knew it wasn't, but I thought that would be funny to play. And plus, you know, what can Brown do for you? They hooked me up in college. So a little extra love to our friends at UPS. I knew that was going to happen, though, but I did it anyway.
Are you okay?
Baby, my heart's on fire.
I know. I don't know.
If you refuse me, honey, you lose me.
No, like a lot of times I do F up, but that time I was like, I'll just do a purposeful F up. That'll be funny,
so
right?
So we're not on commercial right now?
No, you guys are still doing your thing. So don't say anything that we usually talk about during the commercial breaks.
I have no idea.
Don't want to get canceled on this Thursday.
Like, okay, what went through his head? Was he like, this is a great idea? This is going to be hilarious.
I thought it'd be funny. Swing and a miss.
This is going to be the funniest thing I've ever done in my life. Okay.
Nailed it.
Nikki, LOL. No more caffeine for you, Nikki.
I know.
Poor Nikki needs a nap.
Well, yeah. So anyways, I'll cap it off with this now that I'm
sorry.
Not really sure where we're headed.
No cap.
The It's why I say a lot can change. We all say, you know, hey, a lot can change very quickly.
Golly, very, very quickly.
And who knows? Maybe you don't get any of those. Maybe they all come to fruition. You know, who knows? But, I mean, a lot has happened since we left the studio yesterday where you're like, okay, things can change
quickly. Are you staying locked into Twitter just in case we get any?
I'm always locked into Twitter.
Who's locked into Twitter more, Steve or Andy Sweeney?
Ooh, that's a good battle.
It's a good one.
That'd be a good one. Whip your lightsabers out, because that'd be like a...
But you know what? I'll say this. Andy Twitter, Steve probably Instagram.
That's fair. But we can just do an all-encompassing social media. I could put up a Twitter poll, but it'll turn into red versus blue.
It's probably Steve, because if you count message boards, Instagram,
that's
Twitter,
true. Yeah,
Steve dominates.
Steve's on the message boards.
I do love the message boards, man.
Sweeney just owns stock in Twitter.
That man gets stuff on a one hop all the time. But
Sweeney's like one step behind your boy
Woj
that you don't like.
Which one? Who do I not like? Who do I not like? I like people.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, seriously. Wait. Maybe he's not looking at me.
Who just bought Twitter and Nikki hates him?
Oh, Elon Musk.
For being an independent thinker.
He's okay. I've softened on that.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
No Limit Studios. What's up?
Who this is?
It's Rapper Forte. Who is this?
Oh, this P.
P?
Yeah, this P.
P?
Yeah.
P, let me hear you say, This ain't no motherfucking P.
Hang the phone.
Make them say,
and come shop, I'm digging ditches. If he pulling strike, commander in chief. If fools run around, knocking out some teeth. I'm down here slanging, rolling with these hustlers. Trying to get rid of all you haters and you busters. Stepping on toes, breaking no. In the project, in the dango. Breaking fools up, cause I'm a no limit soldier. Hey, these are salute. Dip, pass me the. Make them say,
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. He made me lose my train of thought.
That was great.
NBA time. NBA draft time.
Okay.
You have zero excitement for the NBA draft.
Yeah, I could care less.
Oh, God.
Who you got going one?
Other than I'm hoping the Orlando Magic.
Who you got going one? I have a Twitter poll up.
I want the Orlando Magic to put together a good roster just in case.
You moved to Orlando.
If I ever move there, then I want the. I'm kind of
okay.
Pulling.
Okay, come up with some.
My
reason.
Son kind of is.
Make
too.
Up some reasons to be interested in this draft.
Okay, if I kind of want the Orlando Magic to put together. That's all I got. Yeah. I'm like, you know, and kind of see. If they can put together something good.
Is there any reason?
I would take Banchero if you.
Paolo Banchero. To me,
that's a no-brainer. I don't know if he's going to go number one.
I want him to fall to number six so he ends up on a good, decent team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just fall for some stupid reason
or
end up on a nice team.
Do you know who I would honestly take? I would take Banchero. Or I would consider Shaedon Sharpe. I kid you not.
That is a great call.
I kid you not. At number one, if I was picking tonight, I'd be like,
if I had, you're Steve. That had totally flown under my radar. But here's the thing. As soon as you said the name Shaedon Sharpe,
mm-hmm.
that was like it. You hit an investment button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marcus, if you see Shaedon Sharpe jump up in that top six or seven.
Like his vertical is
that's
insane.
That's going to be so
I might
much
get
fun.
A Shaedon Sharpe jersey. Shaedon Sharpe might be one of my favorite NBA players.
You know what's funny about what you're saying? Shaedon Sharpe.
I think I'm just going to take him. I'm just going to take him. He's mine.
You just, yeah. Shaedon Sharpe is your NBA guy.
Yeah.
You're personally invested
yeah.
in him.
Like, let's go.
Nikki, see who has the top eight picks.
I'd
please.
Love to see the Knicks take Shaedon Sharpe. I saw some scuttle about that.
Donovan and Shaedon Sharpe.
Yes! Get Donovan and Shaedon Sharpe together.
Somebody in the, what, very high up is big on him.
Listen, I saw Shaedon Sharpe.
Outside of the smear campaign that is going on with Shaedon Sharpe from Connected Media, he is the most interesting
dude
prospect.
I saw videos of him and his vertical and different stuff, and it scared me to death.
Retroactively.
Yeah, because I was like, if Kentucky played him, they win the national championship. Like, if they had played him, he's probably the best player in college basketball, and they win the championship.
And they got two.
It was terrified. I was terrified.
They got two.
Yeah.
Shane, you're right.
I know.
Shaedon Sharpe is a reason for me to be excited about the draft.
I'm not even be. It's not even hyperbole. Like, I would take Banchero. If I was the Magic, I'm like, I think I can take Banchero. I can make moves. Banchero, to me, is the most NBA ready. Like, I don't know why people do this. They get to the draft. You watched college basketball, bro. Mm-hmm. Banchero was clearly better than Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren, in my opinion. Like, just... This is, I'm like,
it's gonna irritate. You know what's gonna irritate me? It's gonna irritate me that they're not gonna show how Memphis was just punking Chet Holmgren.
I know.
And if I saw that with my own two eyes, I don't care who you are.
And I'm not saying Chet Holmgren's like a bad player.
No,
I mean,
he's
worthy
he's a tough
of a top three
he's
pick.
A tough, yeah. He's tough.
Who is calling me from Roosevelt, Arizona?
Man, I've been getting so many random. I didn't realize I didn't have my voicemail set up till the other day, and I'm just not going to
yeah,
set up.
So, yeah, but no, yeah, Chet Holmgren is totally, he is, like, he is worthy of a top five, top three pick. But I'm like, when people are like, oh, he's number one, the one for me that I'm just not taking, and this could bite me, is Jabari Smith. Like, I'm like, absolutely not. And it sounds like there's a chance that could be where they go. But to me, that's such a Raiders pick. Like an Al Davis pick. Like, oh, well, yeah, but he's the sexiest. You know, he's athletic. Marvin Williams, you know, where
hey,
you're
man,
like, I got to take him. Like,
that Shaedon Sharpe thing, man.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, to me, I would be fighting Banchero. Because to me, I'm like, Banchero's probably the pick. But if I'm going off the board, give me the kid with the stupid vertical.
Biggest upside. Yeah.
Biggest upside. Yeah. Doesn't have a lot on his – doesn't have 2 years of college. Doesn't have a year of college.
Actually, he hasn't gotten tainted.
Mm. No. So, I mean, he's
and
not,
I mean that.
He's not playing that crappy, archaic offense that John Calipari runs.
Right.
That's not me saying that. That's the NBA saying that. To me, he's an untainted piece that I'm like, I'm thinking about taking him. One, it would be tough with Banchero, but if I had two or three – no brainer to me. I'd be like, give me Shaedon Sharpe.
If I had one, I'd trade back to five and take Sharpe.
If Texter says I'd take Jalen Duren over Chet, I kind of agree. Like, depending on what you need, though. I mean, there are two different types of players because Holmgren, like I said, that's not me knocking Chet Holmgren. Like, he can play, okay? I'm a little iffy on him in the league.
Yeah, like, okay, put it this way. I feel like I'm going to have to do too much personal. Okay, this is a word I hesitate to use. I got to do too much building, too much coddling and protecting a Chet Holmgren. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like Chet Holmgren is like the kind of guy that you drop in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think he'll get, he'll like the I think the okay, not silverbacks.
Yeah.
Not. Did y'all see that gorilla grab that guy's leg?
Yes. It was terrifying.
What are those? Orangutans?
Yes.
That was an orangutan.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, I think if you dropped Holmgren in the jungle, it's like the spider monkeys would tear him apart. You know what I'm saying? Just some aggressive, fast, you know, just those kind of, like, the third tier of animals that are just dangerous in
the
jungle.
Dude, I could see a lemur, you know.
Which one is that?
The one with the, like, striped tails. The I want to move it, move it. The guys from Madagascar.
Madagascar?
I haven't seen it.
Jesus. They're really small. They're kind of adorable.
Live more.
They're like a skinny, like, okay, take a raccoon and like a really tiny monkey.
I know what you're talking about now.
And then throw it in a blender and take off 50 pounds.
Good job, good job. But yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like to me, the NBA, man, it's full of animals. Animals. And it's the Bradley Beal speech. It's the, hey, man, like, y'all got to, you know, it's only 300 of these jobs.
Yeah.
And y'all got to take a job from me.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, that ain't happening.
And that was one of the best that.
And these are the top.
You got to have that.
These
man.
Are the top Nike players on the entire circuit that play for Bradley Beal Elite.
Because he can say, no, legitimately, you've got to beat me out for a job.
I'm
killing y'all.
All of y'all.
Like this ain't even a joke.
And
like,
he's like dead serious.
Yeah.
So okay. So this is what I just thought of my memory. I mean, I just thought
it's it's funny because Marshawn Ford.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Marshawn. Yeah, but when we were in Nashville a couple years ago, my son went with me down to Nashville, and we were waiting on Drew to get done because we were going to do the show from down there for the Music City Bowl. We were. Me and my son were sitting there having a little breakfast, and the football team come out there at the Gaylord, you know.
Yep.
And I was showing him the tight ends, you know, and different stuff. And Marshawn come by, and this, you know, Marshawn had been blowing up that year and stuff like that. And Elijah was kind of like, "Is he? He's the starting tight end, right?" Mm. You know. And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "I think I can be. I'll be as big as him. You know what I mean? Whatever." Yep. And I'm like, "Yeah, maybe." I'm like, "You think you can take a spot from him?" And he's like. I don't know, man. I mean, they're pretty awesome, you know? And I'm like, yeah. But, like, that legitimately, if you want to play for Louisville, that has to be the conversation.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes I think people are afraid to do – I'm going off on a tangent here. But I think sometimes people are afraid to scare kids off where you're like, well, you know, you just got to be better. You just be, like, no.
Yeah.
If you want to play for Louisville, you have to be able to beat – or compete with Marshawn Ford.
Yeah, and people don't realize, like, those last five.
He's a walk-on, son.
That's the point. Like, people think when you look at a team, you say.
And I mean that with the most respect.
You just got to be better than those last couple guys.
He'll be in with us in a couple weeks. Just throw that out there. Nick, I threw it out there, okay?
Hey, thank you.
You got to be a lot better than those last five or six guys.
Yeah.
Because they're hanging on by the skinniest of threads. But if you want to make a team, you got to be better than their first five.
And to me, Shaedon Sharpe's a pro. He looks like a pro. I'm like, that dude is like, give me that guy. Give me Banchero. I saw Banchero in the Center. I'm like, yeah, that's the number one pick.
I watched a clip video, right? Just gave me the giggle, Steve. I don't know if he did the same for you. That tweet about John Wall and the money he's been making while doing the Dougie everywhere he goes. Have you seen it, Nikki?
He got paid, man.
Have you seen the John Wall Dougie video that's been going around?
Oh, no, but I haven't seen the actual video, but I saw that get it because he just signed a big deal, right?
Listen, in 19... Okay, it has John Wall, and has games played, and what he's been making. 1920, he made $38.2 million, zero games played. 2021,
oh, I see it,
$41.2 million, 40 games played. 21-22, $44.3 million, zero games played. 22-23, $47.3 million, and it's a question mark. On how many games will he play?
Okay, let me ask you this.
because this is a natural transition, and it can be a quicker conversation for us. Because I think this, and text line, I'm opening this up to you. Obviously, when you say, how much interest do you have in the draft? I'm like, not a ton, because I don't have a diehard NBA team that I'm rooting for, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I really meant it when I'm like, hey, you know, kind of keep an eye on Orlando, see what they do. And it like, okay, but the main reason is what? No Louisville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no more from Louisville getting drafted, you know. Like, so next year, right off the top of your head, I don't want to make this a deep, long conversation. I don't know why I use deep and long. That's an odd reference. But,
Steve, we're going to have to be able to speak English in the studio without feeling like everything's a mixtape thing single time.
No, it just,
or sexual innuendo. We're going to have to speak English.
That just didn't make sense.
Golly.
That was just terrible. So I'm like, what in the world was I saying there?
You keep going.
Yeah, but anyways, it was.
I didn't mark it for what it's worth.
I just felt weird saying it. But right now, give me two guys, text line, get their names called next year if Louisville has somebody call from the draft.
I want to know how many people are going to wear an NBA uniform that are over there right
now.
That's
the worst. He's worse than Brian Hall sometimes. You can't make fun of Brian Hall. And then
you're saying two names.
Two names.
I'm saying, what if there's more than two?
No, I'm saying two names first round.
The guys that go first. I know one of them that's projected because they covered it on the Diener show. So I'll take that one they said and what my guess was.
I'm okay. Listening.
All right. It was tough between Sid or Jalen, but I went with Jalen. I feel like
think Jalen go first round?
I don't know if about first round, but we're just talking about going first.
They hate
first.
You talking.
They hate me talking?
Every time you start talking,
somebody that's a good point.
Does.
Why, guys? Really,
they
why?
Did that on purpose.
Seriously, we haven't had a call.
Answer that phone.
I'm finishing my thing. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, which is the one that is projected in the list.
Fair enough.
What say you, Steve?
I was going to say Brandon Huntley Hatfield and Jalen Withers.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Withers.
And Jalen Withers.
Yep. That was my boom boom.
Next year.
Yep. I'm counting what's over there right now.
You mean after the season?
Yep.
Yeah, right. I was going to go Fabio, Amani, Jalen, Brandon.
I know. Somebody.
And Sydney.
You know, Texter has one that I almost went with. They say everybody says Brandon. Mm-hmm. Almost every Texter on here said, actually, every Texter has. No, somebody said Curry, but they said Bates. You can't count Bates yet. Kamari Lance. Any chance at all? I mean, there's a chance.
No. If he runs point. Yeah. If he runs point this year, yes.
Yeah.
Kamari Lance. Leo, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Before I get into it, is anybody else dying from allergies? I swear to God, I'm dreaming of moving to the desert.
Yes.
I'm this close. This close.
No, Leo, I have been having the worst time ever this year. It's been the worst I've ever had it.
If I didn't have two kids, you know, that mm-hmm. you know, I'd be gone. I'd quit. I'd drop off the grid. I do not care anymore.
I understand.
But no,
man.
I apologize. You guys are probably touched on it, but I've been it's been meeting week from hell just
all
week.
Good.
So I haven't caught the show, but about Fabio Basile, you know, mm-hmm. I looked at his highlights, and I thought, you know, man, he looks really good. I mean, somebody said, well, he's average ball handler. I think he's above average in his shooting. So when he mentioned he does have a low release point kind of near his space, but, hey, man, if he can get space and it goes in, I don't really care where he's releasing it at. And I just think he looks, and like others have pointed out, he's as tall as Mike James, man, a 6'6 point guard. And I really liked his highlights, and I've heard people mention, "Oh, you found good highlights." Well, that's the dumbest and stupidest criticism I've ever heard about highlights. Because who puts out bad highlights, even for the number one player in the country? You know, even Jordan missed a dunk. You go does Jordan highlights? You know, if Bird missed a three, are you going to go find nothing but Bird missing three highlights? That's the dumbest criticism I've ever heard on anything about a player.
They'd be called lowlights.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Exactly. But I just wanted your all's, excuse me, there it goes.
Yep.
Your take on that.
Yeah.
I really think, of course, he's a freshman, or he'd be a freshman and a little raw, but I see a lot of potential there. I just wanted your all's take on that, and apologize if you're going over it again, but do it for me. I've just been in meetings all week and missed everything. So thanks, and appreciate everything you do as always. Thank you, guys.
Leo, appreciate the call. I'll say this in particular during the Fabio conversation. Okay. I don't have to describe late growing players are always more coordinated than early tall guys. Early tall guys are trying to shrink their game.
Yeah.
Okay, you're tall early.
Absolutely.
You're trying to adjust your tall, long body to being around smaller people.
Yeah.
And you're trying to learn to be as quick as them. Learning. Short, late bloomers already have the thought process of thinking smaller, quicker, skinnier, slick, finesse.
Yeah.
You're thinking like that. So, Steve.
Good point.
You spent 16 years of your life, right? Because these D1 kids are day one kids. Skinnier, smaller, trying to be wittier.
Yeah.
You know, you're better at flopping because you're skinny. You're better at using people's momentum against them because you're skinny and you're small and you're quick and you're witty and you're trying to be athletic and beat somebody to the spot. And your brain thinks like that. Trying to affect somebody's shot defensively, trying to, you know, make quick moves.
Yep.
You spend 16 years thinking,
because you got to have an advantage.
Yes,
to being shorter.
Yeah, that's your only, like, when you're skinny, your only advantage is to beat somebody to the spot and draw a charge. Is to, you know, jar the ball loose because you can't do it with strength. So you have to do it with balance and stuff like that. If I take you in the same thought process, the same speed, the same mentality. And then all of a sudden, over 5 months, you know what his worst problem is going to be?
I'm listening.
Tendonitis.
Yeah. From growing.
Yeah, from growing. Yeah. His you know, the where they say your little growth plates and stuff you got, those fill with fluid and your body hurts a little bit because it's stretching different.
Absolutely.
Outside of that, your mentality gives you such an advantage when you grow 5 inches quick.
I don't think he's one and done, but I think he's got
problems. He's not going to look, and his voice is probably going to change, and he's going to feel awkward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing. Maybe it's acne or something.
Yeah.
Sure. Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.